Peace of the gang. Welcome back to Quit the Cat Podcast. It's your boy BP alongside the Bishop and yes, Positive.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode. What's going on, gang?
What's going on?
Chilling. What's the vibes? How you feeling check? Today,
I'm
man?
Feeling good. I feel good. I feel ready for a new week.
Right.
I feel anticipation. So I'm staying in a field or a energy of anticipation. I am anticipating great things to happen, and I know if I raise my vibration of anticipation real high, I'm talking about 10x, expecting miracles, expecting things of the unseen, from the unknown. So if I raise my vibration that high and I focus on those type of things happening, even if it's enlightenment,
right,
I have an anticipation of growth. So that's so I set the bar high. So the small things are going to mean so much because I'm just going
as part
this
of your
week
growth.
With an energy of anticipation.
Let's go. Positive. How you feeling today?
I feel very well. I feel
very well. Excellent.
I feel refreshed.
Okay.
I feel renewed. I feel eclipsed.
Okay.
That's a double entendre.
Ooh.
That was bars.
Define that.
Because you feeling eclipsed, and we just had an eclipse.
Here we go.
Bars. Okay, how you feeling?
I'm feeling the vibes, man. I'm feeling vibey.
Okay.
I like the energy.
Okay.
I like the sights, the sounds, the music.
Okay.
I'm just having a good time in life now. So
yes.
Vibey.
All your senses are awake.
Yes.
That's what that is.
That's good.
I'm smiling for no reason, just having a good time. Uh-huh. For no reason. I love it.
Today, everyone.
Dun, 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 dun. All
right, so I had a question of my topics, because in the news, they have held, lately, as of late, they've been holding parents accountable for their acts in even aiding or abetting their children in these mass shootings. I wanted to get your opinion on, what did you think, or if you thought about it, or how do you feel about them charging the parents and now holding the parents accountable? I don't want to get too many questions, but, and do you think that now that they've seen the time that parents are getting and aiding their children, or, you know, abiding by their amendment rights, they're holding their children accountable, do you think that it will stop or slow down mass shootings? I'll give you that first question first. So how do you feel about that?
I feel like, yes, you should charge them. Like, they deserve it because they bought the boy the gun. They flashed the gun. They had signs. There were signs. He got kicked out of school prior for that very thing of making a threat or drawing pictures to threaten that he was going to shoot. They took him out of school. Mom took him back to school. He came in with the gun and shoots everybody.
Yeah, that was the same day, too.
Yeah,
All that happened in the same amount of time.
If she helped him, and then when it was done and said and done, they tried to run. Y'all knew what was going on. Mm. And y'all could have prevented this. And because y'all didn't prevent it, that's why you're going to jail. You ain't killed nobody, but you assisted because you bought the weapon and you didn't try to hide your child.
Right.
You going to jail.
They also charged the dad from the parade in July last year. Remember
that drove through?
Yeah. So they had charged the dad.
Oh.
Yeah, they had gave the dad.
How old was the dude that did it? I thought he was an old
He was, but they still charged. What? I mean, that's what I'm saying. So I think he was still under his dad's supervision. I think like 19, he wasn't. They still charged the father with.
Oh, he was still in his house.
Yeah, so.
But at 19?
That's at 19, like.
They still charge it. That's what I seen in there. Like, they gave the dad.
I don't think the dad knew that was going to happen.
Because I think he shot people and then he ran over.
Yeah, he went crazy. So, drove over some folks doing some holiday stuff.
That was the article that I seen where they were the parents that have been charged in aiding their children in the crimes that they committed. So I wanted to ask you, too, in part, do you think everyday parents of children in our community that are out here with gun violence and committing crimes, do you feel that they should hold the parents accountable? And if so, do you think that it will help change or help parents lock in and focus on raising their kids or just the actions of their kids? What do you think about
that? Honestly, I don't feel it will change anything.
Okay.
What I do feel, and again, you know, we always preface, it's our opinion. You feel how you feel. You can put it in the comments respectfully. Yes. Parents have a responsibility to know.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
You have a responsibility to know, especially you can't turn a blind eye when a child is in your house and they're doing something illegal.
Mm.
You have a responsibility to know.
Right.
You're in my house.
Right.
You're not just toting guns. Doesn't just happen. So for the parents, as far as the boy, and just like you said, the fleeing after the fact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, everything that led up to that. Yes, they should be charged.
Okay.
Again, that removing responsibility for stuff as parents, because, you know, I work two jobs.
I do this, I do that. Right.
We gotta pay attention.
Yeah.
We gotta pay attention.
Yeah. And you know, and we've talked about this before, and you know, we've been talking about this. There's no safe spaces for parents to truly come and say, you know, I think Billy is losing his mind.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, we become questioned as parents. And then, you know, well, why didn't you know?
Mm. So do you think, what you're saying, so do you think that a mother or a father will feel bad as a parent and not want to admit that so they won't say nothing?
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you, like, if you know your kid's doing something wrong,
but
I'm going to be the first one to walk. If my child does something wrong, like something like that, I'm gonna escort you personally into the police station myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
real.
I'm that mom.
That's
I'm not gonna let you out here linger. Yeah. I'm not going, if I know.
Because you'll set your pride aside for your child.
Right. You're not gonna be out here, you're not gonna be on the most wanted list, you're not gonna be there looking for a shooter if it's my child.
Right.
And I see or I know.
Yeah.
Son. Daughter,
yeah,
I'm gonna walk you right to the police station.
We have to do.
This is something we have to do.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm gonna stick by you.
Yeah,
right.
If
you're
wrong, you're wrong.
For
I'm gonna hold you accountable. Yeah. Like you're not gonna act like
definitely.
You didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, I just had a retreat this weekend with nine women Friday and Saturday, and it was amazing.
Okay.
And one of the things that we talked about is, in this instance, removing yourself from the incident.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people become attached to the incident and they lose sight of your son was still wrong.
Right.
Because you're attached to that's my child.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But your child was still wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, so I don't know because because it can be a dad. So how is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
How, like, that says a lot about your child's thinking. Mm-hmm. If you, even as a parent, think that way.
But that's how people think. You know, like, you don't know how to, again, remove yourself. Remove the emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's my baby. That's my baby.
But your baby is
that's
like
all you
we
know?
I mean,
that's all they'll say they know. That's,
yes. Remember we had this conversation on our first episode together as co-hosts. Like, that's my baby. Your baby's out here a mass murderer.
And that's the thing.
That's my baby. Your baby's a mass murderer.
Yeah. And like
that's real.
I think it's that, like that as well because if you claim to have to turn a blind eye to it, it means you wasn't paying attention anyway. So you are just as guilty, in a sense, because of the way you raised this child or this person.
Right.
But, like, yeah, you're guilty.
Right.
Because you didn't pay attention. You didn't see the signs. You seen when they came in the crib that they pants were sagging. They was, what up, mom? They smelled like a pound when they walked in. Like, you knew that when they came to the crib.
Right.
And you was like, what's up, baby? That's my baby. I love you. And moms love their babies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And these kids didn't have no guidance. A lot of times these kids don't have guidance.
Right.
Because kids with guidance, they less likely to do the dumb shit. Not saying they won't.
Right, right.
But they less likely. Kids who are neglected, who are just abandoned, right. who don't feel like they're loved, who feel like they have some type of beef with their parent, they be like, they miss it because they don't connect it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And then, like, you know, also, let them talk. You know, we said last right. week, you know, and something Coach Dawn Staley said, you got to let young people be young people, but you have to guide them.
Right.
They're going to be young people, but you have to guide right. them.
Yep.
Discipline to them is love. You're paying attention to me. You're correcting
right,
me.
Right,
you care
right.
enough to say, yeah. you yeah. know what, you're that's not yeah. what we do. And they may not have it. Some of them don't have it. But again, as a parent, there are times where, you know, I just sit down and listen to them.
Right, right.
That stuff might be heavy that right, they're saying.
Right, right.
But, you know, can you imagine, you know, having a conversation with your child and they're like, you know, I am really considering going to school tomorrow and just shooting it up.
Mm.
And you're like, you're not going to do that.
No, that's...
No, you yeah, need to yeah, listen. Yeah.
What's going on? So that you, what, like, yeah, what's, yeah. What's going on?
And like, oh, stop playing. No.
No, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you see the next day in this situation, he yeah. was dead right. ass serious. Right. Yeah. No, yeah. sorry, right. same day.
Yeah, same
not day. Not even the right. next day, the same yeah. day. He was serious.
Yeah.
And y'all, but they gave him the confidence to be that serious.
Right.
Because he knew there was no... he didn't understand
yeah,
the consequences yeah.
right.
to doing that. They did, and they didn't inform right. him on those consequences.
Yeah, it makes you feel different when you know your parent back your shit.
Yes.
You,
yes.
Yeah, when you know they back you, then it's all out.
And then, you know, it's funny yeah. something you just said. Do y'all talk to y'all kids about not, you know, y'all,
yeah.
about consequences?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no consequences for these kids' actions.
Yeah.
Kids until go out there here is. And do stuff.
Right.
They go out here and do stuff. And it's like, oh, we're still going to let them walk the stage and graduate. Not if I got the call. Yeah,
right, yeah. right.
Not if I get to make the call.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you thought that was cute what yeah. you did.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
You don't get, we reward bad behavior. Yes,
welcome yeah. to the real
we
world.
We don't, and then they go out here in the real world.
Listen, welcome to
and
the
they
real
think that
world.
Everybody's supposed to condone the bad behavior.
You will pay yes. for your bad right. behavior in the real world.
So let me go buy you this.
No,
what?
Like
and that's why it's important that the people that are in these spaces that are teachers or are in spaces that deal with kids or people, you have to be right. You got
to
be right.
You have to. You have like 100%.
What
right.
I feel like in those situations, in those schools, in these places, if the standard is not right,
the standard.
So if I'm coming in where the teachers ain't, they don't even look right.
Right.
They
right,
don't
right.
even look like mm-hmm. they. Like,
why would I
don't believe
you? Why would
so,
I respect you?
So if I walk into a building and I know, because trust me, kids hear the chatter. They know,
yeah, yeah,
they,
yeah.
know the
they know
the adult things and the messiness
that
and
they
the stuff.
Should
oh,
not
come
know.
On, they know.
That they should
know.
Not
oh,
know.
They know.
It's too
so
accessible
I
now.
Feel like we want our kids at so many standards to be a thing or to do a thing, and we don't set the standard, but then we mm-hmm. look and say, why are they like this?
Yeah, mm-hmm. What you mean?
Mm-hmm.
What?
You mean that kid you was just in smoking weed with?
Listen, when parents be
or,
like...
Or you seen two teachers...
Yeah, yeah.
Frolicking in the hallway, like, yo, come on.
Right.
But listen, you want us to do what?
I heard the kids be in the school having conversations with the teachers, like, yo, what the F this, that,
yeah.
F this, F that, like... I'm like, really?
Right,
like that's
right.
the conversation. So it's like there's no even hierarchy in there for anybody to understand that there's listen, follow these rules. I'm telling these kids
so it's like
when they get to the real world.
I think what happens, this is just like you said, opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens this way, as parents, you know, as this I don't think that we know the severity because I didn't like, you know, sex leads to children. You become a parent. Something that you want to go do and enjoy at it. It leads to.
You didn't know about the birds and the bees.
Responsibility. I did,
not,
but you said like.
Not
like,
responsible.
Listen, you can't. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You got the birds and the bees is one.
It was like, yeah.
They don't tell you it's like this.
The birds and the bees, baby.
Right, you pollinating, but
they
it don't
tell you.
You
about, yeah, they yeah, don't tell so, you about the honeycomb so, that you got to take care of.
Right,
but that you got to keep going to get pollinated.
No one
for
tells
it.
You though when you have a child even as a mother, like, even that you might be a single mother, as a, you know, mom and dad, they be like, you know, Tina, we're going to take her. There's a standard that comes along with it. And I think people don't understand that. People just think, I'm a parent. I feel like in society, having a baby mixed in with society, your neighborhoods, your community, just existing as a whole, there's a standard. There's a standard of living that everyone must abide to if you want to live and have your child safe. Because when you don't have a standard as a parent, just for just the standard, your child's going to end up in jail. They're going to end up in those. Because I think some people just be parents and they just feel, oh, I'm a parent. Like, parent, I do the best I. Mm-hmm. But there's a standard. There's a standard of parenting that every parent or person with responsibility of a child must meet. And the standard starts with how you live your life.
So, I'm a not off of that subject, but a culture thing. Like, for me personally, I take pride in being a mom. Like, okay. I just, being a mom, I have these two people that are an extension of me. Mm. And that was the most prideful thing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, beyond anything that I've done, being a nurse, being a wife, being a mom, because I was responsible for how they showed up in the world.
Right.
So I, you know, through all my own trials and tribulations, I always held being a mom at top tier. What often happens sometimes, I believe, and again, you know, chime in, when you have certain levels of expectation for your kids, our culture is, well, you think you're better. I want better for them.
Right.
They deserve better.
That's it.
You know, they definitely deserve better. And everything, to a certain point, was always focused on them. That's why I'm wilding out now. It's like, no, I'm not.
Right.
It was focused on them.
Right.
Now, when you turn a certain age,
yeah.
I just had this conversation with my kids the other day because I spoke somewhere and, you know, just some emotions and stuff that came up from the kids. I literally asked both my son and my daughter, I was like, did anything ever happen with y'all growing up that I didn't know about?
Yes. Right.
My daughter was like, Mom, seriously. And I was like, no, I'm dead ass serious. I'm dead ass. And she was like, no, she said, I would have told you.
Okay.
She said, I hope you know I would have told you.
Okay.
And I was like, and then I asked my son. My son's 28. And he was like, Mom, he was like, you were a good mom. Okay. But just, you know, checking in and making sure. And he was like, no. But, you know, some decisions he made once he was an adult.
Right.
You know, because he went into that. I said, I got nothing to do with what you did. Up to the point where I had you under my care.
Did I guide you
in the right way? Are you respectful of, you know, other people?
Yeah.
Because that's my thing.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
What you're not going to do is you're not going to disrespect anybody.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't take that seriously.
Right. Yes.
You know, like, that you're not going to disrespect. Yeah. You're going to be kind.
Yes.
You're going to be, you know what I mean? You're going to treat people fairly.
Yes.
Like, and that's just real stuff. Like, I'm not going to see no child out here just, I think it's, again, you know, it starts at home. They get out, you know, we've all done that. They get out, they get around their friends, and they become, you know, different people.
Yeah.
But again, being a parent is, like, you're sending that person out in the world, and that's a reflection of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
A culmination of who you've become in life. And that's, you know, now we're talking about, the generational trauma. What did you say before?
Because we do see people's kids, and they be acting a whole fool, and you be like, look at such and such a son. Acting like, just like it, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You see it, so you do say it when you see people's kids. Like, it is a reflection, because the first thing you be like, look at such and such a son.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never thought you'd be saying that one
day. But
here you are saying it. You know?
And I think, like, you know, when we as parents, we come to a certain place in life, you know, I don't know if we're afraid to do the real work, but if you do the real work, again, like you said before, the generational stuff.
Yeah.
If grandpa did it, if it doesn't stop with the son, you're going to see it in the grandson.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue until somebody says, you know what? This is not how this family is supposed to be. The men in this family are supposed to be, you know, the epitome of respect.
Yeah.
But the grandpa didn't have it. The son didn't know. Yeah. So the grandson doesn't know. But somebody makes a decision and say, you at this, like, what was my grandpa doing? Like, what was our, you know, our history as a family? Yes. Oh, my dad did the same thing. Right. You know, my mom.
Uncle,
But I'm going to stop it.
Yes.
And sometimes that means, you know, again, you just, you might have to be different than your family.
Right.
But we respect that.
Yeah.
Like, there are pieces in our culture and that we just respect.
Right, right.
Seeing that man and that woman take care of their kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Correcting their kids. Like, there's, correct them.
You gotta correct them. You be watching kids just run around, tear stuff up. People be in a world like, I watched a baby crawl halfway across the mall before anybody figured out that baby was gone. And I'm like, are y'all that deep in buying sneakers that y'all lose to, like, this? I watch people walk with their kids and they more focused on whatever they doing than the child that they got with them.
Or you hear,
it's
you
crazy
hear.
To me.
Or you hear the parents, shut the F up.
Oh, yeah.
You
know,
woo. And I just be like, oh, my God.
It's like, it's always a baby this big. The baby is this big.
I will snatch your little ass up and you. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm like, Tiff, mind your business.
Yeah,
because they'll argue you down. They will argue.
And that's what I've had to learn. Like, back in the day, I would. But these little young ones now, like, but I just be like, God,
that's why. That's why it's a thing
that's
where
crazy.
I feel.
Why are you calling your little one bitches?
I went to my mom, right? I went
little
to,
punks. And, oh my God!
I went to my mom because I started to see the power of stages, so to say. I was in this thing of looking at the power of stages and. You know, you remember things, but you don't. So I
stages just, in life.
Yes. So okay. I wanted, you know, of pinnacle or the word
pivotal.
Yeah,
yeah.
Times in life. So you know, they say the love that you receive as a child, you know, a small child, toddler, 3, 5, like where you love, where you embrace, what were people reading to you? Were you just left with anybody? Mm-hmm. Because Them years are more impressionable than we know. Like, that helped shape us to who we are today. So, you know, I you know, when you look at we have survival in us, but then you look at, like, this compassion for people didn't just start with me. Like, it's already been in like this openness to be able to, like, I asked my mom, did I go with strangers? Did I have attachment issues? You loved everybody. A person can just pick you up and you, if they were friendly, you would go with them. Because that stuff matters. So when you say about the way they talk to their children, like, it's a straight setup. It's embedded. And when we ask the questions now, how come they're like this? Yep. How come at 15, 16, they're so far gone? Yeah. A lot of moms don't understand. You talk to him like he's a bastard, or you talk to him like he's nothing. So now you expect him to be something.
And where's that?
And you expect him to respond to life.
Everybody that you bring around him.
He's been irritating since 3. He's been being cussed out since a baby. He's been being cussed out all his life. So
yeah, like, how do you expect this child to succeed?
Yes. So when we look at it, do we have the power to change our neighborhoods? Yes. Do we have the power to change our situations? Yes. We have, at any time, we can switch the way we're seeing, the way our neighborhood are. It's up to us. But the crazy part is, they don't care. Like, they don't care, because it is like an effect. Like, that's why, like you said, being a mother was everything. It topped them. I feel like any mother that would talk to their child, especially when you know the baby don't know no different, they don't know. So it's a setup. It's like, so you can't say you care or that you love your child, because that stage is just setting him up for what's to come.
I would disagree
okay.
to an extent. I don't I don't believe that it's they don't care. I believe, again, they don't know. Mm. Like, when you don't see... When you say something challenging, like what you just said, you know, you calling a child out of their name, you doing this, you doing that, as a mom, and again, just my opinion, you're a baby mama.
Right.
You done laid with somebody, and you thought the birds and the bees wasn't going to pollinate. Mm. And now you have this being from something that was a one-night stand or something. Mm. You just was a sneaky link.
Right.
You know, something that wasn't supposed to be. So there's this animosity towards that child, person.
Yeah.
And there's this animosity towards that child. So everything you're saying, yes.
Ooh.
Because, you know, that bitterness.
Mm.
That bitterness.
It's a lot of emotion tied up, especially when you go to the extent of having a child for
with somebody.
It's a lot of emotion.
But it's not that you can't stand them. You could stand them when it happened, when you was in the action of making the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't think it, I mean, you ain't thinking through.
Just,
and that's the thing, like, you don't be think like that serious.
Yeah.
When you think about, like, as a woman, that people, my kids weren't playing. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, my kids weren't playing.
Right.
But
anybody's here, not mine either. We could all take a show of hands.
Nobody said
we just are bowed. Right. She's my favorite accent ever, though. You
and that's what I'm saying. But when you think about it, like now, I would have loved to plan
a
pregnancy.
Right.
You know, I'd have loved to have been married and, you know, we're going to do this. Like, I would have, like, how's it? Like, that's now,
right,
but I didn't have that opportunity. But again, if you can't stand him, that part of him that you can't stand, you hear it. You little punk, you little bitch, you little this, you little that.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, you know, like, even my own kids, I don't care what me and, you know, my kids got two different dads, so what? Whatever it was that we went through, I always kept it away from my kids.
Right.
I always kept it away from my kids because no matter how I may have felt about their fathers because of something we went through, I would never want them
to feel
like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I never said my kids' dads were good. You know, they're still good. But if I be like, you know, you ain't shit, he ain't shit, then you're going to think that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I try to be, I was always mindful of the conversations that I had around my kids, especially about, I never sat with my kids and, you know, because that's a part of you.
I've seen a video where it became like a trending thing where women were like, if your baby daddy ain't shit, clap your hands.
Yeah, like, and they why was is like, that okay?
They got the kids lined up. Like, if your baby daddy ain't shit, clap your hands. And they got the kids clapping.
So you ain't shit. Like, and I'm like,
oh my gosh, this is what the world is on today.
But you chosen. Like,
this joint was popping, too. It was all types of baby moms. I said, oh my gosh, this is just tapping and rapping.
Yeah, and we don't want to take responsibility.
Nah.
Sis, you laid with him.
Yeah.
He ain't shit now.
Yeah.
But he was the shit when you laid. He was fine.
Same way the other,
that's why Mother's Day, I'd be like, Father's Day, I'd be like, get a dad, they give the good dads.
Yeah,
right.
The dads that are doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't sit up here and man bash and I can't stand that for Father's Day.
Yeah.
Your mom, you're not the dad.
Yeah.
You are the damn mom.
Yeah.
Period. Don't be happy Mother's Day, sis. Sis, no.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Yeah. Let everybody, again, be in their role. Let them have their moment.
Why you saying that's still your L, too.
Yeah, listen.
You took an L.
That's your L.
Yeah.
Hold that joint. Like, that ain't nobody's fault but your own.
Yeah, like don't
things don't always
mad.
Work out. It's okay.
But then when you challenge people in that, people don't know how to have conversations and agree to disagree. You know, people don't understand. You know, if you challenge somebody, they take it personal.
And see, what I love, too, though. And
I love challenging.
You made it, and I know it's big. For your children, it's big for me too. I ain't the child, but it's big because even through what you've been through, right? You're not bitter towards men. Your children got to see you still find love.
Right.
They got to still see you cohabitate with a man.
Mm-hmm.
They got to see you still bring somebody into their life that will love them and there's a father figure that they could see that's bigger than anything, because some people go through a bad breakup with a man,
and next
you
know,
you hate men, yeah, and right, you a male right, basher, and you can't you can't get over criticizing men. Like, you live for the anger that one person has done. Like, and you were stabbed.
So, right.
Like, to be able to love again and not walk around here bitter, not have male hating slogans that slur from your mouth out of every conversation or breath that you take. Like,
but, I'm saying, there's people that, but you know why? You know what's crazy? The reverse psychology. So instead of the man bashing, let me build the women up.
Right.
You know what I mean? I got time for
and I think
men.
Let me build the women up
because again, that higher level of expectation, and you know, us as women, you have a responsibility for who you lay with. You have a responsibility for what you do. I don't care what the situation is. You have a responsibility. Sometimes we get ourselves in things and situations and relationships that we shouldn't be in.
Right.
We know we shouldn't be in. Right. We know that wasn't no good for us. We shouldn't have been in them. But we got to take responsibility.
It's big, though, because some people allow that to hinder them. There's some mothers that don't like men and got sons, and they hate their sons.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'll be like, I'm dead serious. It's
a thing. You look just like your dad.
Yeah, or just that he's a man, period. Like, and it happens, you know, you see.
I couldn't imagine.
Listen, it's lesbian couples that have sons, and next thing you know, you're going to teach your sons to be, because you don't like men. Like, it trickles down. It's messy. It's weird. You know, but I just be like, how do you talk about men and you have sons? Mm-hmm. Or it's even women that don't like men, you have husbands. Like, the comments that come out of your mouth is very bizarre.
I've heard some very crazy things, and I was like, okay, like, you should probably not be with that person.
Right.
Yeah.
If that's how you feel about men, or about, if you feel that way about women, you're like, dang,
you should probably not do that. It's weird to me. I just when I hear a man like talk about a woman in the way like in that type, I just be like, I don't identify with none of that. Listen, because if God was to take them, I'm going where they go, wherever the woman go, that's where I'm
that
going.
Alien ship so listen, hey, cuz, put me on there too. Like,
I wouldn't even want to be here if y'all wasn't here. Like, I wouldn't want to be here. I wouldn't want to live in the land of all men.
But then here you are. You're an example of that.
Yeah.
And you know, again, when you were younger, you may not have totally understood that. But you're an example of that, and you, like you said, you live your life in that way.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't mistreat your wife. Like, you know. And again, marriage ain't perfect, but you don't mistreat your wife, your family is important.
I hold women to the high standard that they are. Like, I appreciate women. Like, they make the world go round to me in my eyes. Like, they are the peace to this world. Like, they are what
populates the world. Women make. Hey, shout out to women, goddamn.
Yeah. Woo!
So that's where I'll be at with it. So, like, I know who I am as a man and my position as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never no conflict where I feel like women are, like, you know, taken or they're, listen, man, sometimes I'm okay with sitting in the passenger seat and trusting them to take me where I need to go.
I
believe that before this thing, women were ruling the world. If you go back in your history and you look, like, these queens were rulers, you know, and they allowed the man to come in. And, you know, once they, there was even women that in those days didn't want to marry certain because they knew once I married, my heir, my throne becomes yours because you're the male, you know, so.
But can you imagine if women truly understood their rightful place in their power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff don't move unless we say so.
I think the world would be a different place.
It would be, especially a very different place.
For us.
And that's what I'm saying. Even women don't understand the power that they hold. You can shut stuff down.
Women save you from being killed. Women saved you from having you being killed, them being killed. Like, even in slavery, women stopped you from dying. Like, if they had to, they went in the house with master, and you, like, the man knew, I can't be mad. My wife just saved my life.
Just saved my life.
You understand? Right. Like, you, that's just how it was. If you were hitting, the woman can come out, and I promise you, they were slow, but they react. Oh, no, nah, it's just me here. And, you know,
yeah, they, but we don't understand so that, like, you know, and just like you said, we don't understand the power of life. Like, we're life givers.
Yes.
You know.
Women have so much to offer, but I look, because, like, throughout my entire life, I've only grown up with women. Every household I've been in has been women.
Right.
But the minds of the women has always been, like, I love all y'all, so whatever, don't, whatever. But it's just, it's never, and just even the women I see outside, it's like, yo, you never know how powerful you truly
are. Yeah.
Like, you just play dim, and it's like, no, you're so much,
yeah.
You're so much greater, you're so much bigger, you open your mouth, like, people want to be like you.
Yeah.
Black women, people want to be like you.
Right.
Like, they want to be like, they not just looks-wise, like, they want to act like you, they want to walk. So imagine if you, when black women walk through any sector, mm-hmm. where there's white yeah. women around, or anybody of any that's other different. Ethnicity,
yeah.
and you see a black woman strut through there like mm-hmm. she's supposed to,
uh-huh.
oh my goodness, yeah. everybody's here like, oh my, no, she, did you see the way she came through?
Right, right,
man,
right.
It's amazing. It's everybody like, wants yeah. that, and you can't have that.
Yeah.
And you are,
but if like, we under,
like,
if
you understood that, like, the stuff that I'd be like, y'all be dealing man. With, if y'all understood, yeah. like, niggas wouldn't act the way niggas act.
Shut it down.
If niggas knew, like, I
shut
say,
it down.
Women set the pedal. If I know I could be like, I'm gonna hit you with this bullshit. I'm going to hit you with this bullshit because it's going to get me in there.
Right.
If I know I got to step it up a little bit to get to it.
Yeah, I'm going to step it up.
Listen, I'm going to step it up,
yeah,
dog. Because hey, listen, right. this,
yeah,
I need this
yeah,
joint right here.
Yeah.
Right.
That's going to make you be great.
But that's up to the woman.
Yeah, they're going
to
make you be great.
But if it's the woman, it's easy.
Yeah, she's going to make you be great.
Man, I ain't got to do nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do nothing.
Yeah.
If she making me be
that's
like...
That's why I be like the ones that just allow listen. You to sit on the couch
yeah.
and allow you to play the game. And they, listen, a great woman will make you be great.
She's going to want you to listen, be great.
She's going to make, you going to feel
she
some gonna power.
She's going to encourage. She's going to feel some power.
Listen, you going to get up
in the
morning.
Y'all hyping
me. Listen, that's what it is. Listen, it's like a shot of espresso. You see women, you be like, yep, let me get up and get myself
listen,
together.
Listen, you like, let me get let my me life
my,
right.
Let me keep myself
let me get
together.
My money
listen,
up.
I'm cool.
Let me, we can go do this. We can do that. We can,
I'm
man,
cool.
the world is great.
Mm-hmm. I tell them in there. I be like, you don't like being in here?
Listen, I don't like.
Hey, out there. Why are you crazy? What? Stop playing.
But y'all
just
power.
Like you said, the level of expectation.
Yeah,
you haven't, you, we talked about this at the retreat. High vibration and low vibration. When you start vibrating at a higher frequency, those low vibrations don't even, you're not
register.
Even attracted
yeah,
to it. Yeah, so when you're functioning and you're vibrating up here, that low vibration stuff,
listen.
You're like, I don't even want that.
But you gotta learn
you know,
it.
Like, yeah.
You gotta learn it.
You gotta learn it. But once you learn it and you see it,
listen.
Like you don't.
And can't nobody come, can't nobody, it. What's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah.
That ain't gonna cut it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna, you got, your conversation gotta be different when you talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You feel me? Like, it's different, but yeah, y'all got power out of this world, but y'all just don't be knowing how much power y'all really got.
You 40 and 50 and still live at home, my God.
Yeah.
No, you can't come stay here with me. I'll come stay with you. No, you can't.
Yeah.
You know, why not? You got your own place. No, you can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, stuff like that. And women, like, you have a right to... I was reading something. There was a black woman. She was in her 40s and she was still a virgin.
Mm,
and people was clowning her.
Right.
I admire that.
Right.
Yeah, you're
like,
on limits.
That's a,
yeah.
Listen, yeah. the discipline.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but you know? I mean, that's it.
And then
you be like,
somebody,
damn,
and
you
then,
know, I
like
did touch
comments.
Some things I probably shouldn't have touched, God. If I'd have waited to my 40s, I might not have made so many.
Yeah.
But the comments
so,
was
you know
like,
I mean?
The comments
like,
was clowning her.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here and I'm like, do y'all understand? The clarity,
but everybody
the
got
power
listen, man,
that she
got
holds.
Up
that's
at
what
home
I'm
and
saying. And
like,
they was like,
woman
yeah, they was like, man, you know, I get that. And I was like, they sound so dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
This woman is 40 and still a virgin.
Yeah,
but she's top tier where she's
yeah.
at.
Yeah.
Yes, because she,
thing,
like
yeah.
you
listen,
said, she's unblemished.
You can't touch anything.
There's a
right. No, you can't.
In science,
right.
In science, there's a... like semen retention is a thing.
Yeah.
So like when you don't, when you stay within yourself, it builds a different type of energy in your body.
Yes.
That's why they say, you know, you lose for that dopamine, because that's all we get from sexual, like it's a fix. It's a chemical. It's a chemical.
It's a
fix.
Drug.
Yes. So that's why it's one of those. You got food and sex. Food and sex. Food and sex is the top one.
Jesus.
So when you look at it, like her focus and her semen retention is big. Different. Like it makes you powerful. It's a different when because you don't have those thoughts and those like she might still have the thoughts, but you don't. You haven't experienced
she
it.
Is,
so
she is.
It's not she's as strong so when you haven't experienced
him emotions.
It.
Yeah.
Like she can probably touch energies that most of us probably can't even imagine. Energy.
Now
yeah,
she really like, going to church like
she probably yeah, like oh. Seriously to mm-hmm. like to maintain that purity.
That discipline.
I'm gonna send some dick pics to her inbox.
And I'm telling your wife.
I'm gonna send it to her inbox. That's what they ain't send her no.
See, you getting out of character. You ain't out of character.
I'm sure.
Out of character.
That dude's ass.
You getting out of character, husband.
I mean, just to see if she's penetratable. Because you be where you hear somebody's
husband.
Two ways.
You leading the people. He's leading the people.
Nah, we still talking about the 40-year-old virgin.
You're leading the people. I'm sorry. Ain't sending her nothing.
I said, what? I thought he was joking. Thank you, sir. So, just to test, just to see if she's as strong as she
says
she
is. Why you gotta do that, though?
Because that's amazing.
That's what's wrong with us as women. Let me find out.
See? Hey.
Let me find out the bishops on both sides. I'm a tester.
Hey, listen. Because you got to see if she elected for real.
You got to see how far she's willing to go.
I'll just be like, hi.
You got to test them. You gotta test the
her inbox is crazy. And then the thing is, ain't nobody really want to be with her. They just want to see if they going to be the one.
Yeah. But they got to get married to her.
And that's all it is. It's a challenge.
But you got to marry her.
It's the challenge. Yeah, it's the challenge. I ain't mad at her. It's the challenge.
Yeah.
You got to get married to her.
You got to marry her to get that. See, at 40, she's not giving you that. Man, listen.
She ain't got no experience. It's going to be trash.
It's going to be.
But why?
Maybe she might not be a throat
because
virgin.
Because she ain't trying to.
So is a virgin.
What does that mean?
Is the virginity and all, or just not
no,
the
she's,
bottom?
She's, no,
she
she's,
never
nope.
rubbed
that's
on
great.
Her.
That's great. So she's never had any practice.
But why do you need practice for that?
Because you do.
Why do you need
practice
for that?
Okay, depending on the intimacy and the passion
yes,
of it.
Yes, and if you come with somebody who's already
experienced. So here we go. You wouldn't be her person.
Exactly. Yeah,
person.
I know.
Yeah, you wouldn't be
nah,
her
shout
person.
Out to her. I respect her. I would love to talk to her.
So now, here we go. Y'all the problems in this world.
Oh, my God.
So it reverted back to us.
Yes.
Why? Now, how?
Because she ain't had no practice. So you don't want the one that ain't had no practice. You want the corrupt one.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. They just
see,
dropped,
and that's why
just,
we act like
they
we
just
do.
Future and Metro Boomin just they don't they ain't listen. He just dropped a song called "I Love Good Girls." Oh, he said, "I like good girls, but I love bad bitches." And that's how men think. We really do love the rotten apples.
Yes,
of the group. The good girls are great. We love the good girls. We need the good girls.
Yes.
They're absolutely necessary.
You just like a sprinkle
of
toxicity.
But the rotten apples.
Sometimes,
like that chef that be like.
They're not going to spoil the bunch. Because the bunch, we keep the bunch from.
Spoiled.
Yeah. You go ahead and grab from the bunch. The bunch is good. That's where you want to eat from. But you look around on the pasture. That little spoiled apple right there.
Eat it. Women, that's why it's an uphill battle for
it
us.
It is.
I thought this conversation was going good.
They are.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
they
to
are.
The utmost. It's definitely respect all day. Respectfully, we love you.
Yes.
Respectfully.
But a rotten apple?
But the rotten ones need picked too sometimes.
Yeah. That's why the snake came and said, I'm surely God didn't say you couldn't eat from this one. Are you sure he didn't say you could? Surely he didn't say
not this
one.
Not this one.
He said
this
all
one.
Of those, but not this one, surely.
And she was like,
just in the wording.
You know what? Maybe he didn't.
See?
Yes, not that one.
So that's why I said you decided to slide in the DM. Like, you sure?
Oh, virgin?
Surely you're not.
And here we go again. Back to what we were saying. You need to have conversations like this where you can joke about this serious stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yes. Because, and that's what people don't understand. Like, you need to really have, you need to be able to, you know, cut the seriousness sometimes. Yeah, and just laugh because that's the reality
listen,
of life.
Listen, one thing for sure. In my life, my wife, I'm here for the experiences of life. I am here to understand it, speak about it. I don't take life for granted. I am open to understanding everything that takes place. Like, that's where I be at. So it is being able to, and that's what I love about my marriage. She knows who I am. I am me all day long. Like, and that helps me with my children. Like, my children, with raising my kids and being, getting to be myself is the best example that I can give to my children.
Yeah, of course. Like, and loving their mom. Loving their mom, that's the...
And they see the reference, even from me loving my mom.
Right.
You know, so it plays a part where they see all the women in my life, even my aunts, even the people that come through. Like, they see that from me as a man. Right. So I set the expectations real high. You know, they'll come in and it'd be little thug kid, like, damn, he remind me of you. How he remind you of me?
Yeah.
I'll be saying that to my daughters. They be like, he reminds me of you. He don't remind you of me. How he remind you of me? They be like, he do. No, he don't. But I just laugh because that's what they'll say. Like, if it's somebody who they'll bring around, not as a boyfriend, but somebody that they're just playing with or talking, like, I don't look at it like, who's this boy?
Right.
Because they know the standard that I set. So,
I think the I understand the mom and the aunt, but I think the best example is how you love their mom. And the reason why I say that is because that's the environment they're in each and every day.
Yeah.
Like, they can see it outside of the household, but within the household, just like you said, certain ages and stages and pivotal points in their life. Yeah, they can see how you love their grandma. They can see how you love their aunt. But each and every day, the stuff that they know is going to be what happened in your house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yes. It's going to be how my dad talked to my mom. You know, how my dad, I saw my dad hug my mom. Yeah. I heard my dad, you know, my dad hug me.
Yes.
So, yes, those outside relationships are amazing.
Yeah.
But the stuff
inside,
you see in the house, because I believe, you know, and they say, you know, they talk about, you know, dirty laundry and secrets in the house, the stuff that's that generational stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we keep that in our house.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that. So when it's good stuff, they go out in the world and, you know,
produce
they manifest
yeah.
and they produce good stuff. So every relationship is good, but that relationship and how a man treats the mother of his children.
I think that reverts right back to the beginning of our conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if the man's in the house and he treats the woman good and the woman's able to pay attention to the kids and you know what I mean? They're both able to be attentive to the children and work with the children, build the children up. These children are less likely to go out and do dumb shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So that all ties back in to go right back to the beginning.
Right. Yeah. Because as a man, what would make you, as a husband in a house, what would make you go buy the gun, number one?
Right.
So as a wife, I'm thinking it's okay to take him to go through these sequences in that day.
Yeah.
And he ends up going back and does what he does because my husband bought him the gun.
And
it's so crazy because in our culture, a two-parent home is rare.
It's very rare.
So, like, and other people's cultures, it's normal to them. So they're but for us, it's a rare thing.
It's funny that you say that. My husband is a high school basketball coach in inner city school district. He was the first one he coached at. I never missed a game. And it was crazy because the expectation for the kids Coach Jay, where's your wife at? Mm. Coach Jay, where's Miss Tiffany?
Right.
Because, you know, I was like the team, that mom.
Yeah.
They travel. They go to Atlantic City. Yeah. I popped up in Atlantic City. And they're like, oh, my God, you're here.
Yeah.
And it became, when I wasn't there, where is she at?
Expecting you, yes.
But the importance, like you said, every kid doesn't get to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's important when you see those examples, just like, you know, wow, like, you know, Coach Jay's married, his wife is here, and you know what I mean? Like, it's important. Like, it's really, it's important.
So do you think, do you think that that should be part of the conversation with young moms, young, before they even become, because we know, we know children are going to have children. Mm-hmm. People are have kids. So do you think adding that into the conversation about parenting and the importance of not even if it's two-parent households, but just co-parenting, do you think that should be conversation leading up before sex? Do you think that should be the importance of picking a mate and the importance of co-parenting? Because
sex education, I think, is the most important, because you're going to have sex. And I only say that because you get a false, if you don't, you either learn from doing it, a friend, or watching it.
Right.
You never learn from a parent. Most of the time, most of us didn't learn from our parents' day.
Right.
So, excuse me, if you're able to educate your child on what sex is, what love is, what a relationship is, what picking a mate means, what all this stuff going forward means to a situation, then I think you get a better outcome. But if you don't have those conversations, then I think your child is doomed to find out through peer pressure or hearing it from a friend or watching it on porn or whatever the case may be, instead of hearing the truth and understanding that, hey,
what it is.
It's a great thing. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, I'm all for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, here's some of the downsides to sex.
And I think, again, because this generation is different, I think it's about having those real conversations with them and understanding that they are further along in understanding and knowing than we believe they are.
Yes, because I'm going to tell you,
I spoke at a high school on Thursday, and we talked about domestic violence.
Right.
And this program, True Colors, is two brothers, Kevin and Doug Lawrence.
Okay.
And they live in Virginia, and they have a program here. And it's 3 years old. And they said this conversation on Thursday was the most impactful that they've seen in the 3 years since they've had their program. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. That's and he said it was presented in a way that they understood. But let me tell you, I saw high school students, the emotion.
Mm.
I saw young high school boys getting up, and, you know, there was a room, and I set the tone. I said, this conversation is going to be heavy.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you need to leave out, you know, and take a minute, please, I am not offended.
Right.
But we're going to have some honest conversations because it happens in some of their households.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and just for somebody to recognize it does happen. And when I tell you, them kids, the tears, the emotion. So here we are in April. So imagine you've been going through a whole school year, whether it's mom, whether it's dad, whatever it is that's going on in the house. And just last Thursday, those emotions erupted.
Right.
But there were students who went behind another student to check on, are you okay? Are you?
When
I tell you, I was just like, and then, you know, the two founders, one was like, this is the most impactful. Most influential conversation in the 3 years of our program.
That's good.
But I was just like, they need that.
Mm-hmm.
They need that.
That's what you do.
They need. They need that. They need somebody to say. And I told them. And I had a conversation with my mom. I remember being in high school. My mom had been in, you know, relationships when she was younger, where all they did was fight all night long, and I still had to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I never wanted to get in trouble in school because I didn't want that extra added stuff on my mom.
Right, right.
You know, so I saw a little girl, the tears started coming. I said, oh, this is about to be one of them days.
Right.
But they need it.
Right.
They need it. We gotta have a conversation.
But you're coming in. Like, people were making spaces, like the two brothers, they created a space, and they just needed you to come in, what you do, and do what you do.
Yeah, I just know next time, what I know moving forward, and I'm going to look to partner with some other, you know, school districts and programs and do it, but I'm looking for a strong psychologist, or because that therapy piece, that's out of the scope of what I do.
Right,
so that's one of the things that, you know, I want to make sure that they do have, because I don't want them walking away with those emotions, you know, and just leave them there.
Yes, right.
So, you know, we had a conversation and then you don't know what to do.
The follow up.
You don't know how to cope beyond that.
Yeah.
Miss Tiffany came and she riled us up. She got us inspired and motivated.
Yeah, and then
now
what
we do.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep that going for them. Yeah. So,
That's dope.
It's they need it. They need it. And just the stuff you hear from them.
Right.
These kids is crazy. And I love that about them. Like, the one girl, she's like, I was sitting over there and I was like, I'm not about to cry. And then I was like, oh my God, she's making me cry. And she came and told me that.
Right.
And I was just like, and her hair was purple and pink. And, you know, and I was like, you can't be out here acting like you all, you soft and, you know, purple and pink hair.
Okay.
I was like, you got to show up in the world.
Right.
And, you know, she got the ring through her nose. I said, you got to show up in the world.
Right.
You can't be afraid looking like that.
Yeah.
People looking at you.
Yeah,
you got to do what you got to do. They see you. I was like, ain't no hiding. Yeah. So I need you to show up as your best self with your purple and pink hair.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely.
And she was like, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, purple and pink. Girl, you better go ahead and
they're
looking at you already.
You're already out there. You just got to step into
it. You better tap into. And we don't really care that it's purple and pink.
Right. Yeah.
Or your nose is pierced.
Yeah.
You ain't out here, you know, mistreating people. I could care less. Do what you want to do. So,
I mistreat people.
Anyway.
On the basketball court.
Anyway,
Allen Iverson statue.
You want to talk about that?
No, we don't have time.
They said that's how everybody is.
I don't know. I'm just joking.
Yeah,
I don't care.
It's a little path, and they have all of them.
Yeah.
Different
I don't care.
They said like little Bow Wow. Go ahead, close up.
Still don't take nothing away from me.
He's the man.
Yes, he is.
This has been another episode of Quit the Cat Podcast. It's your boy BP alongside the Bishop and Positive.
Yes.
And we'd like to thank you for tuning in. Please tune in next week and every week there beyond. And we shall holler.
Peace.
Peace.